Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. It's relationship rehab. Other people's problems. Your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, we do relationship rehab, so you can help out somebody that's listening right here in the Madison area and give them advice. And today you will be giving advice to Taylor. She wrote us an email. She says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, my name is Taylor, and I'm a huge fan of your show."
Awesome. Yeah, nice. Thank you.
"Right now, I'm facing some big problems at work. I'm an office manager for my boss who spends his time focusing on the clients. His name is Jeff. I won't use his full name because the past few months, we have been sleeping together."
Oh, God.
"I don't think either one of us expected it. Yeah. It just kind of happened one night and then again and again. He is older than me, but he is just so sweet. I think we've grown quite fond of each other. He wants to open up to others about our relationship so we can date more openly. Here's the problem. The company we work for has a zero tolerance policy for fraternization. We wouldn't be allowed to work in the same office together anymore. Since he is more valuable to them, I would either have to move offices or find another job. I love my job, and I don't think it's right Jeff is putting me in this position. Is there anything I can do to convince him things are just fine the way they are? Do any of your listeners listening right now have any advice for me, Taylor?"
Yeah, I have some advice.
All right, good. So here, basically, she goes to work. She's at place, and now her boss, I guess, is kind of, they're in a relationship. And if they make it official, Facebook official, she'll have to move or find another job. What would you say, Krista?
"Sorry, honey. He needs to keep his mouth shut."
Wow.
Yes. Listen, ladies, do not give up your job for no man.
I don't think he's asking.
She's going to have to give up a job that she absolutely loves.
Yeah, but here's a guy that's finally
can give up his career.
Like, hey, I'm into you. I want the whole world to know that it's me and you.
Nope.
And
there's no ring on her finger. Nope. Not a good idea. I'm
really?
Saying no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think? 321-0931. Maybe you've been in this situation. Maybe you're an office manager. I don't understand how people can tell you who you can date or not. I realize it's the company. I'm not sure if is that legal? I don't know if there's a lawyer. I mean, I don't know how that is. I mean, I know that can be frowned upon.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they can stop you from dating people.
It's just so weird that it seems that the head bosses are always sleeping with their employees. I've worked for two different companies where that actually happened. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, hey, man, they got to get lucky, too.
That's right.
Let's get to some calls here. Let's get to Simon here. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. We're doing good. So what do you think here? She likes her boss. They're in some sort of a relationship. If they make it official, she's going to have to leave, and he wants to do that, but she doesn't.
I'm with Krista. I think that he should keep his mouth shut, honestly, you know, especially if the relationship is in the early days. I think that he should keep his mouth shut. And here's the other thing. If they cannot solve the issue of who should keep their mouth shut and who shouldn't keep their mouth shut, and, you know, it should they be dating or shouldn't they be dating, then maybe they shouldn't be dating. But, you know, if there's no communication there, maybe they shouldn't be dating.
Yeah, so he wants to, and she obviously doesn't. But, well, I think she doesn't because she doesn't want to lose her job or have to move, for sure. So that's a good – you agree with Krista here.
Absolutely.
Are you shocked, Marco?
No, I'm not.
Thank you. You're the only person that has ever agreed with me.
No, that's not true.
I appreciate you.
That's good. Thanks for calling us, man. We appreciate it.
No problem, man.
All right,
have a good day.
Take care.
Yeah, that's some good advice. All right, so what do you think? 321-0931. That's why we do relationship rehab. If you both are in a relationship and you'll have to move, I guess to me, it depends on how much you want to be in this relationship because you're going to have to pick. You're going to have to pick moving jobs at a job that she likes. And listen, in today's economy, it's tough to find a job. First of all, it's tough to find a job.
Yeah.
But to find a job that you actually like, that's even harder.
What is the term then what is that? There's a term for that. Either you do this or you're going to lose that. There's a new word for it.
A phrase. 321-0931. What do you think? She's listening right now. Taylor is standing by for your calls. Let's do this one here. Hi, good morning, Tia.
Good morning.
Oh, girl.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
So what do you think here? She's in a tricky situation. You know, she does like this guy, and if they make this relationship public, then she'll have to leave her job.
Well, I think that either he's going to pay her salary and she can quit, and he can have her all to herself, the whole world, or he needs to be quiet, or she needs to let him go and say, sorry, you know, unless you're going to pay my bills.
Right.
You know, you're going to make me move to a new company or a new state, new whatever. No.
Yeah. I mean, that is yeah, definitely. It's a couple of choices there, but neither of them are great, really.
Exactly.
It depends on how much you like the guy, though, right?
Yeah. So. And if she don't like him that much, well, I wouldn't lose my job.
Yeah,
girl. That's put a ring on it first.
Put a ring. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Tia.
Have a good day.
Bye, love.
You too.
Yeah. Right. And that's the choice you have to make. You're thinking between a rock and a hard place? Is
that
what you're thinking?
No.
Sean, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good, man. So what do you think here? Taylor's going out with her, I guess, her boss, basically, somebody above her. And if they make this relationship public, she'll have to leave. And he wants to do that, and she doesn't.
Yeah. So what you're trying to think of before, it's called an ultimatum.
Thank you. That's it.
Yeah. Look at that,
God
Sean.
God bless you. Yes. It's true, right?
And, mm-hmm. I don't think it's right to put anyone in that type of situation during, like, our relationship, especially if it's early. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she's got to leave.
Yeah.
She's so got to go.
Hey, Sean, do you like Subway?
Yeah, I love Subway.
Just for thinking for finishing Krista's sentence, we're going to hook you up with some free Subway.
So, thank you.
You got it, man. Have a good day at work. Hang on a second, okay?
Yep.
Let's get to Lacey this morning. Hey, Lace.
Hi.
So what do you think here? She's in a precarious position.
Well, my concern is that, you know, he's, you know, in the management. And, you know, if this goes badly, regardless of which way it goes, you know, if they work this out and they keep it quiet and then they continue to keep it quiet throughout the way and then it doesn't end well, mm-hmm. you know, is it going to be a problem for her in the future? Because we're talking about, you know, if she moves positions now, they make it public, they move positions now, she's moving. But has she ever thought about, like, if it doesn't work out, does she have to move too? Because he could ultimately, you know, the position that she's at, make it horrible for her right now too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's why a lot of companies have that policy where you're not allowed to date anybody at work because it's just harder. So
absolutely. So I mean, I would love for her to be able to just get him to to convince him to keep it quiet. Just be like, you know, this is really important to me, that I love my job. You know, it's really hard to find a job that you love so much.
Yeah.
You absolutely wake up like wanting to go to work too.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen. But no. I mean, I feel like she's going to have a problem either way.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that's exactly probably why these companies put this policy in place.
Sure.
But, you know, ultimately I agree with Krista. You know, I'm saying, you know, keep it quiet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying, you know, you just keep it quiet. And, you know, and if he doesn't want to keep it quiet, then I would move on for sure. Because you don't want to, you know, and like I think he's going to make it miserable no matter what.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. She's listening right now, so we appreciate your advice, Lace.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's get to Stephanie this morning. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey. So go ahead.
I got to be honest. I would kick him to the curb.
Really?
You know what? I love my job, and I think it's so important for a woman to assert her independence by working and working hard. And if she loves her job and he's willing to make her compromise that, I think that's really selfish.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's a good sign of compromise in a relationship. And I think unless he's going to put a ring on it and say, look, I'm going to take care of you or whatever, pay your bills, pay your debt. She should not give up her job for a man. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. If anything, he should be the one to step out and look for something else.
Well, here's the other thing, too. You know, if people find out, then, you know, all the other employees are going to be like, oh, she's getting favoritism. And, you know, all that kind of stuff is going to just, you know, it's just not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It could ruin her career.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't think that that's a smart thing. And if he knows that, then he needs to find the best way to go forward with this. That's great. He wants to show her off and everything. Mm-hmm. But what about what she wants?
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
That's why she's asking for advice. Great advice, too, Stephanie. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks,
right, there you go. Hopefully Taylor has helped out. It's Relationship Rehab. We do it every Tuesday right here at 620 and 820 with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jam.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista, and feel really good about yourself right now.
Okay.
Pat yourself on the back.
Done.
Give yourself a gold star, because
At least you're not.
26-year-old Matthew DeWild of New Orleans, Louisiana. Krista.
Okay.
Now old Matthew broke into a preschool on Monday night called Clara's Little Lambs.
That's cute.
What would he do at Clara's Little Lambs? Would he clean the place up and make sure the kids are nice and tidy the next day? No. He broke in to find things that he could steal. But after he checked out the place, he went into the kitchen and fixed himself a sandwich.
Okay, because what are you going to steal out of daycare?
Well, he didn't.
Poopy
he's
diapers?
Obviously dumb.
Yeah.
Poopy diapers.
I don't get it.
Yeah, he made a lot of mess in the kitchen, and he drank a lot of the kids' juice. And then he got really tired, so he made a bed of stuffed animals. He fell asleep till 6:45 in the morning, and he noticed some teachers were coming in. So he stole two bags of stuff, climbed out the window that he came through, and cops are still looking for him. He's like the Grinch. Just snuck right out.
Wow.
Doesn't say what was in the two bags.
Right.
But hopefully they catch him. And I think his punishment when they do catch him should be going back to the school and babysitting those kids for like 2 weeks. He will never do anything bad again.
Then every single parent that has a child there will sue the daycare.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one of those things that looks good on paper, but it's probably not a good idea in real life. Hey, I feel good about yourself because
at least you're not
31-year-old Oscar Carollo of Odessa, Texas. Now, poor Oscar called the cops last month because he'd been kidnapped at gunpoint. So he told the cops the kidnapper made him drive his car to an open field. And once they got there, the kidnapper just got crazy, set the car on fire, then ran away. Now, if you're listening to that story, you say, gosh, that seems strange. The police also thought that. So they did some investigation, and here's what they figured out. Apparently, Oscar's car was scheduled to be repossessed that week because he owed $3,200 on it. He hadn't made a payment in 4 months.
Ah, makes sense.
So he faked the kidnapping and torched himself so that he could get the insurance money and pay it all off. He figured, hey, whatever, I don't care. But now he is caught because he's stupid, and he got a felony arson charge and making a false arrest or false report. No one's going to...
Hey, I like that guy for creativity. Let's just give him a clap for that.
Listen, they don't kidnap regular people. You have to be rich to be kidnapped. Everyone knows that. You ever watching Taken? Come on.
I have.
See?
Thank you, Liam.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
46-year-old Philip Burnside of Ivydale, West Virginia. No, Philip recently broke into his neighbor's home while they were away on business. The guy who lives at the home got the alert on a new security system he put into his house. Why did he put that security system in there? Well, apparently over the last year, things have been missing in the house, but weird things like toiletry stuff, toothbrushes, dental floss, pots and pans, weird stuff.
Sure.
So the security camera saw Philip inside. He called the guy that owns the house, called his sister to go over there since he was on vacation. And here's the thing. She didn't realize that Philip was over there. He just said he was a concerned neighbor. So they started looking for the person that was the intruder together. So her and Philip now, it's like a horror movie. She's in the house with him.
That's funny.
But finally they figured out that he was the one that broke in. When the cops got there, he admitted to stealing things. He only stole 3 rolls of toilet paper because he had to go to the bathroom. And he didn't have toilet paper in his house.
Really?
So he wanted to get off.
Listen, what I do when I'm out of toilet paper, I just go to local, you know, businesses around the area and just steal them out of their bathroom.
Why don't you just use their bathroom?
Never thought of that.
Jesus. You're going to make this segment here,
Vision.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
21-year-old Perry Venture of Traverse City, Michigan. Now, Perry was in the car with his 41-year-old mom, his 17-year-old sister, and his 70-year-old grandma.
Oh, graham cracker.
And that's when Justin Bieber's song Love Yourself came on the radio. You know that song.
Yeah.
You should go and love yourself. That one?
Okay, never do that again.
Well, Perry was doing that. He was into the song. However, he was singing the version where Justin Bieber actually says the F word. That's the unedited version.
Yeah.
So he was singing that at the top of his lungs. What do you think his grandma did?
Slapped him.
She did, actually, from the back seat.
Sure, she did.
And told him, stop using that foul language. Then his mom got involved, and then everyone started arguing, and Perry started choking his mom. That's when his...
Come on.
Over the lyrics of a Justin Bieber song.
Perry.
That's when his little sister decided to call the cops, which you know every little sister wants to call the cops on their brother.
Uh-huh.
They came, and now he is going to jail for domestic assault. And he can love himself a lot now in a jail cell. Or maybe somebody else could love him.
I was going to say, there's a lot that's going to love
on
that.
It's a lot of love going around
there.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Jams.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at MadTownJams.com.
Download the podcast now.